Hi, this is Nancy Gatridge, and I'm with Synovia Robinson-Binden of ANSU Productions, and the theme of this month is called Making Choices. And so, hey, Synovia, how are you?
Hi, fine, and you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And so, what are your views on making poor choices?
Well, my views on making poor choices, well, we all, or none of us, is perfect, and no, I would think no one would claim to be, but as insight on making poor choices or making choices, we have to be able to accept the choices that are made, and once we make those choices, go with that and face up to the responsibility of our choices. Our young people of the day, they make decisions or choices going according to peer pressure or the ways that they, you know, to get people to notice them, and they make the poor choices by doing things that would not be right or correct. But in order to get attention, that's what we do, and even we do that as an adult. But when you make poor choices, you have to face up to the fact that it is a poor choice and accept it and make it clear, correct it. It's up to you to do that. Do not look to anyone else to correct any of the choices that you have made. There's no one else's responsibility but your own, because you made the decision. No one pushed you into anything. No one said you had to make that choice or that decision. It's on you. But be willing and be willing to go ahead and accept it and go ahead and correct it. It's up to you. Being pushed into certain choices or circumstances, you should not allow anyone to put you in that position or that predicament where you think that, oh, well, I know this is not right, but I guess I'll go ahead and do it because, you know, if I don't, as I'm referring to young people, if I don't, they're going to talk about me, or they're going to think I'm stupid, or they're going to think that I can't do it. But that's irrelevant. You think about how it is going to affect you, how it is going to affect you mentally, physically, and how it's going to affect your family. That's what you worry about. You don't worry about what's going on with someone else, because if you look at it and you realize it, or you have any inclination that it's not correct or it is should not be done, then that's telling you maybe you shouldn't try that or maybe you shouldn't do that. So followers, do not follow anyone. You lead. And as I always have said, if someone has time to talk about you, put you down, and try to push you into something, you must be the greatest thing or the finest thing walking. You have their attention. Give them something to talk about. Be your own person. Just as the young lady that I have on my website stating choices, one of her friends made a poor choice or a bad choice, and it took his life. And she had a hard time demonstrating or speaking on that, and she asked that, you know, I asked her how did she feel about it, and she said some words, and then I put it in writing for her so she could go ahead and say what she was on her heart. But she knew that the choices that he had made was not correct and it should not have been done, and she has chosen to live her life as it was meant to be by living her life like it's going. And that's what anyone and everyone should do, be you young or old. Live your life the way you should live it and the way you want to live it, not by or by anybody, according to somebody else's plan or by anyone else's means. You make your own choices.
So what I hear from you, you said that if someone makes a poor choice, then they need to accept it, one, and two, correct it. What if they don't know how to correct it? What advice would you give to someone who has made a poor choice and they're not sure how to correct it?
Then that's when you should put yourself up and say, I need help. I mean, I made this choice, and so I realized that it was the wrong choice, but how can I correct it? You ask for help. Ask for advice. No one's too good to ask for somebody else's opinion or advice. And if you realize that it's a wrong choice or it's not correct, then that lets you know you need help in deciding or deciphering what to do next. Don't assume anything, because that's what brought on the poor choice in the first place.
Right.
So don't be afraid to ask for help.
And so who should they ask?
Well, you can ask a counselor. You can ask your parent. And if they're not available to you, if you have an older person that is a good friend or something that you know is going to tell you the truth and not sugarcoat it for you, then that's what you should do. Or nowadays it's social media or internet. You can go online and ask, you know, find out answers to your questions. But whatever the case may be, there is help and there's ways of finding out how to get that help. You just have to open up yourself and your mind to do so.
Well, that was really, really insightful, and I really appreciate your advice. I guess one last question would be, you have mentioned going to an adult to ask for the advice. What did you say about someone who may be embarrassed because they made a mistake or maybe they felt like they let someone down?
I think the embarrassment would have been the fact that you made the mistake and you let someone down. You're already feeling embarrassed. So now it's time to be big enough and stand up to the embarrassment and put yourself forward. Then you'll be able to see that that was a good choice. It's time to make good choices for yourself. So embarrassed or not, go forth.
Well, there you go. We just gave you insight on making choices, whether they're poor choices. Know that everyone is human and we all make mistakes. And just like Mrs. Binden said, don't be embarrassed. We all make them, and now you need to make it right. So for this issue, we look forward to talking to you again, and have a blessed day. Bye.